Thanks very much, Orion Samuelson. This is Steve Bertrand. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank. All right, on a phone line, I have representatives from two pretty cool groups in the city. One is the Village Center, and the other is Chicago Innovation. And much like peanut butter and chocolate, the two great groups are now working together on a pretty cool new program. Diane Campbell is on the phone line, as is Avery Stone Fish. Welcome, both of you, to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thanks so much for having us, Steve. We're excited to be here.
All right, so that's Avery. Avery, you start by telling me a little bit about Chicago Innovation. What is it you do?
Sure. So Chicago Innovation started back in 2002 as the Chicago Innovation Awards, with only 75 people in attendance, and now it's grown to over 1,500 people who come to the Chicago Innovation Awards each year. And we also have year-round events and programs all aimed at educating, connecting, and celebrating innovators in Chicago, including our Women's Mentoring Co-op, our Chicago Student Invention Convention with K through 8th grade students, and a corporate startup matchmaking program where we aim to connect large corporations and startups. And now we're excited to launch a brand new program called the Ageless Innovators Program in partnership with the Village Chicago.
Yeah, I like that. Diane, tell me about the Village Chicago, because I'd not heard of this group before.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The Village Chicago opened in 2009, and we exist to support the growth and well-being of people 50 plus. You know, we come together to have fun, make new friends, support each other as we navigate what we call the new longevity. And many Village members choose to stay in their own homes and enjoy intergenerational neighborhoods.
So the idea is that, some people will move into a retirement community or whatever, but a lot of people don't. Most people, I would imagine, don't. And through the Village Chicago, this is the way for them to form community while staying in their own home.
Absolutely. And we offer a lot of services and expertise, social connections, engagements, and opportunities to make a difference. So, and we think that this program is going to make a great difference.
So, Avery, then, how does the Village Chicago feed the Chicago Innovation? How is it that the two of you are going to work together?
Yeah, absolutely. So Chicago Innovation will serve as the program manager for the Ageless Innovators Intergenerational Co-Mentoring Program. And it'll really be a great collaboration between Chicago Innovation and the Village Chicago, where we'll connect in terms of finding mentors for the program. And each of our 40 mentors in this first year of the program, and we believe there will be 40 mentors and zero mentees, so everyone will be mentoring each other. And each mentor will be gaining a Chicago Innovation membership and access to our events, as well as a Village Chicago membership and the ability to really connect with the other people in the Village Chicago community as well.
So, Diane, do you see the Village Center, the older, the baby boomers, helping the younger entrepreneurs, or do you see the younger entrepreneurs helping the older baby boomers?
Well, at the Village Chicago, we see it as very, very mutual. I mean, we absolutely believe that everybody, sort of no matter how old or how young, has something to teach and something to learn. And we really believe in the power of connecting the generations for mutual benefit. And it for sure is one key to fulfillment and happiness in our longer lives.
Yeah, I know. I really like the idea of not just the mixing the generations, but just, people meeting new people. And Avery, are all the mentors chosen, or if people are interested in this, or how does the process of it all work?
Yeah, great question. So our aim for this first year will be to have two cohorts of 20 mentors, 10 mentors from the older generation, 10 mentors from the younger generation, and many of them will be selected by our joint team, but then we'll also, right around January, be sending out a blast to our Chicago Innovation community, as well as the Village Chicago community, and Chicago as a whole to apply and to be involved as a mentor of the Ageless Innovators Intergenerational Co-Mentoring Program.
I love the idea of it, and you tell me, how will you know, I'm confident it will be a success, but how will you measure, how will you know if you've succeeded here?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're right at the beginning of launching this program, and our this is year one, so we're really in the process of figuring it out. But our goal is to really be communicating constantly with the mentors to be able to make sure that they're getting the best out of the program, and they're being able to really build a relationship, not only a relationship with their mentor pair, but also an intergenerational relationship with a whole community of people across generations that value the commitment and the insight and input from each of the members.
That's Avery Stonefish, the program manager at Chicago Innovation. Diane Campbell as well from the Village Center, the Village Chicago. Thanks to both of you for joining us.